Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Houston's home for Texas A&M Athletics. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Aaron, here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. Some coaching news, all kinds of player stuff, and of course we got the games that we've got to talk about here. Some interesting stuff going on. Let's start with the Rockets, though, because there's a lot of trade deadline stuff going on that we need to.
Sure, seems quiet.
Boy, didn't it not seem like a good idea to you, John Wall, for that, late last week? The John Wall trade to the Lakers popped up for Russell Westbrook. You just pay Russell Westbrook off, and you get rid of John Wall. I don't know how much money Tillman would have saved, but probably a few bucks he would have saved here with that trade. And it just made some sense. Now the Clippers are apparently in the mix for John Wall.
I think Tillman would rather pay as little as possible in any trade. Like, you know, the idea of trading a player so that you have to take on another player to pay and leave, because obviously Russell Westbrook would not play here. So it would be, I think you would like to get the best possible deal that doesn't involve you paying off millions of dollars.
You could have gotten a first rounder along with John, along with Russell.
I don't know that they care anymore about first rounders. They have so many first rounders coming up. They're all guaranteed contracts. So
It's a cheaper way to go, that's for sure. Well, and you're still going to be in a rebuilding process.
They just had 4 first-round picks. I don't think they're interested in 7 first-round picks in 2 years. You know what I mean? They got one coming up. They've got their own. I don't think at some point you don't want to have guaranteed contracts, that many guaranteed contracts all at once that all come up at the same time.
Yeah.
So I think it's less about that, and I think they want players potentially.
Well, yeah, obviously you would want some players. All kinds of rumors going around. One would be the Christian Wood and Eric Gordon don't go anywhere.
Yeah, I think that's out there just to put some heat on people to start making moves.
Hope.
You really want to know the truth. It doesn't make a lot of sense that Eric Gordon. I think teams want Eric Gordon. It's a matter. Why would you not? He's a veteran who can shoot. He can play a little defense. I think the thing is teams don't want to give up a first-round pick for him. If you're the Rockets, other than the hashtag quest for 28, I don't think there's a great reason to keep Eric Gordon. It'd be better to free up those minutes for one of your young players that you're trying to develop. So hopefully they get something done for Eric Gordon. It'd be good for Eric Gordon, the veteran, to have a shot in the playoffs. It'd be good for your young players to play. So let's see. Let's see what happens. I think Eric Gordon moves. Christian Wood, I'm not sure. I'm not sure because if you're the Rockets, you can't give away Christian Wood. You got to get something of value. No. He's a player.
Well,
he can have an impact on running.
There's more draft picks because what are you going to get? I mean, a veteran player. You're going to take out a contract. Well, you're giving away $14 million a year, so you got to match that up. You got to have some kind of match with it. So you're going to have to get some kind of player. But what is value for Christian Wood?
I think a higher, like a mid-round draft pick, maybe even try to see if you can get into the lottery. Honestly, I mean, you're a team's getting instant. Now, it's going to be expensive for him. That's a big difference. So maybe you don't have the picks aren't defined, but you would love to trade maybe the Nets first rounder this year and Christian Wood for a top 10 pick. but you don't know who the picks are, but you have an idea of who's going to be in the top 10, obviously.
Yeah.
So to upgrade into one of those lottery picks would probably be better. And you give away one of those first round picks, it's going to cost you a guaranteed deal, and the Nets is going to be in the 20s somewhere. So I think that would be something I would consider. But you know, is a bad team going to? I think actually, not great teams might be the ones to take on Christian Wood and pay him like that, because their whole thing is we're kind of, you know, we need to get maybe a number two player on our team. Most teams have number ones already. The Rockets are that rare exception. They don't even have a one. So, you know, if you have a not very good team that needs another good player that is willing to overpay for Christian Wood, maybe that's how you do it. But I don't know. It's probably going to be tough. I think that's a limited amount of teams who are going to be willing to even remotely think about paying what Christian Wood is worth from a trade standpoint.
Well, right now, I mean, you can get rid of Eric Gordon and Christian Wood, because you need to lose basketball games. All right, right now you're tied for the third worst record in the league.
Either lose or win at a good clip.
Why win?
No in between.
Oh, the quest for
28.
The quest for 28. Yeah, I got you. Well, so you're halfway let's there either with be you're
really
halfway there with 14.
Really competitive, or now if they make trades, you can forget the hashtag.
57 games in, you're halfway there at 14. I'm not sure that you're on pace. That it's on pace.
Well. No, it would have been nice if that Warriors game would have gone.
Well, yeah, but it didn't, obviously. Not beating you were counting on beating the Warriors for your little quest for 28?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, I'm not sure that
it
was.
It takes 1 8-game win streak, and all of a sudden, Vegas starts puckering up.
I don't know if Vegas is really worried about your Rockets over bet.
Takes one.
Pretty sure Vegas isn't like, holy crap, hope Lance doesn't hit it.
Takes one.
Rockets over bet.
$50. Oh, God. The quest for 28 is getting ready to take another 50 from us.
San Antonio tonight here at Toyota Center, and they're terrible. So you got a chance. Your quest of 15 could hit. The Celtics were rumored to be after Alperen Şengün.
Yeah, too bad.
Yeah, me too. I was
too
after
bad,
him too.
So sad.
Good looking guy.
How about people trying to lift Şengün this early?
I know, like, right?
Hey, maybe they don't know that he's pretty talented.
Well,
because he's only getting 14 minutes a game. No, they know.
I don't know that they know. Why is he only getting? What is the deal on
they
that?
They know.
Why is he?
They want
why
him.
Why is he being persecuted?
They wanted to bring him along. What is he? 19 years old. They wanted to bring him along at a regular pace the whole time. That was the plan the whole time. He doesn't. He's not the most athletic guy. He's highly skilled, and they just want to bring him along. They know he's still growing into his body. They just want to bring him along.
And I heard,
what's the? Oh, he plays 28 minutes. Who cares? He plays 14.
No. The more minutes he plays, the better off he's going to be. And oh, by the way, there was a lot of times. Well, he's just in foul trouble. Who cares? He can foul out. He's sitting on the bench. What's the difference when he fouls out or he's sitting on the bench? What's the difference?
I think they've got a plan for him. They're just following their plan. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some smart people running a team.
We'll see what they're.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I think Eli,
they're 14 and 33.
Eli Whittem or whatever his name is supposedly is smarter than Daryl. I mean, Daryl will say this guy is unbelievable.
Yeah.
He just doesn't like to be in the spotlight. Rebel
Stone.
Did he
go to MIT? I don't think so.
No, he went higher than MIT.
Is there higher than MIT Plus?
Yeah, like there's an ESPN
and there's
ESPN Plus.
Oh, really? Paramount Plus?
He went to
MIT Plus?
No, this guy's, they say, really smart.
Yeah, no. He's
he does not like to be, like, super, super smart guys. They don't like to be in the, like, the really, really crazy smart people, they don't like attention. They're like, because they also typically are not super well-adjusted personality-wise. Yeah, they're like a little off with people.
Are you saying Eli is
I don't know him
socially inept?
I don't know him
at
all.
Saying?
I just know that super smart guys are like that.
Daryl isn't
always the most socially, you know, most socially fluid person in the world either. He's got some schisms and isms to him as well.
Yeah. Well, that's our, and you know, it's so funny. And I hear Charlie sometimes talking about
Eli Wittes. Yeah, that's his name.
I hear Charlie talking about the NBA sometimes, and he's like, all right, nobody cares anyway here in this city. It just sucks. I don't know. I care about this team. I like to watch this team. It's fun sometimes. I mean, we're not in the mix, in the middle of stuff. We're not worried about playoff positioning and all that stuff. I'm worried every game. Uh-oh, here they go. They might win again. That's a problem. Okay, can we solve this problem, this winning problem we're having lately?
You're from Chicago. Is University of Chicago considered a good school?
Oh, it's a great
school. Or trash school?
It's one of the top schools in the country.
That's where Eli Wittes went to school.
Oh, yeah.
Then he had a Harvard Law School backer. That was his chaser.
Oh.
So, yeah, he's super smart. Don't worry about it. He's got his law degree in University of Chicago, if that's a real school, like University of Houston, University of Los Angeles, University of Waco. I've never heard of University of Waco.
Well, no, you've never heard of University. I don't.
University
there
of
might be
Washington.
A University of Waco, Texas Waco. You don't know that.
I've never heard of a lot
it's
of
It's not
these.
Quite like University of Chicago.
University there, of Austin. Yeah, no one's ever heard of stuff like that.
Well, yeah, there's an Austin College. Well, there's an Austin College. But
there is an Austin College.
Yeah, but right.
Yeah, UC is supposed to be really, really good.
Yeah,
my son was applying there for what reason, I don't know, because he just wasted money on application fees. Like, you're not going there. He got accepted to Baylor. Why? You're not going to Baylor? Why'd you even do that?
Why not going to Baylor?
He got accepted to Houston. He decided he's not going there.
Why not go to
North
Baylor?
Carolina. We're waiting to see what North Carolina says. Why? He's not going there either.
Why can't he go there?
Because I ain't paying.
Well, what are you talking about?
Too bad.
Alabama's paying him.
Yeah, there we go. Roll Tide. Alex got a scholarship offer, a fat scholarship offer.
Nice.
Roll Tide.
Oh, right.
All right.
Oh, no. We're going to
be an Alabama family
red?
Real fast.
Are you going to wear your house tooth?
He's like, hey, Missouri is accepting them. Baylor, some good schools. Like, how much are you giving them, Alabama? Apparently, they want to buy students that have good scores and
so
stuff
that
like
up
that.
Their grade
they're number
point?
Two in the nation in national merit scholars. Alabama.
Well, because they got 80,000 students.
No, it's because they're buying them out of state.
Well, you know what?
It's what they do. They're not as big as like Michigan, but they are trying to become Michigan and North Carolina and Texas A&M. They're trying to raise their profile.
I know a guy from my high school, my graduating class, who went there on a chemical engineering scholarship.
Oh, yeah.
He got there. He goes, I was middle of the pack at best.
Oh, like, I'm telling you, Arkansas, Ole Miss. Georgia's not. A lot of students from the Northeast are going to Georgia now. That's the big school.
Here's the thing. Georgia is one of the hardest to get into.
Yeah,
Georgia. Because they really have a limited. They keep people from Georgia there, and then they only have a limited number of outside.
That's right.
Outside
that's
the state.
Right.
Alabama has 31,000 students.
Yeah. Michigan's like over 40.
Yeah.
Alabama, Arkansas, Ole Miss are the three that I heard. They're like, you're a good student from Texas? Come on in. Out of state.
Nice.
High ACT score? Come on in. Alec, Hispanic scholar, dab. That's more money.
What about snacks?
My wife's like, I don't want to. I said, I don't care. Hey, it's that kid's life.
Yeah.
He wants to go to a winner.
That's
okay?
Right.
He wants to go see national championship games. Right? Let that kid do that.
Live that life. What about snacks?
Also,
he's going to get all that scholarship money.
Yeah, no. First of all, they're going to say, he looks pretty weddo to me. You sure he's a Hispanic scholar? This is his mom. He looks like a straight-up white boy. I know he does.
Well, there you go.
But it's his mom. And then they're going to go, wait, why are you? This isn't even a thing. Look at his scores. Why are we even having this conversation? Okay, so we're not talking about, okay. Yeah. Yeah, no. No, we looked at his scores. He's not getting Hispanic scholar or any scholar.
Oh, okay.
Well,
have you seen how much he can eat a Brazilian churrascaria? Is there a scholarship for that, or do you have a club or a team for churrascaria eating? Because he knocked the bottom out of Casa do Brasil on Sunday. Knocked the bottom out of it. He ate for an hour and a half. He wouldn't go red on the card. I'm like, Snacks, I got to stop. He goes, yeah, baby, I should have brought mom. Like, Snacks, you've had so much meat and pork and chicken. He had French toast, 5 pieces of French toast. What? Fruit,
French
cheese.
Toast. They have French toast?
Yeah. On a,
what'd
the
you do,
brunch.
A brunch? You do the brunch?
He wouldn't stop. I've never seen a child eat that much. Never in my life.
That
he wouldn't
awesome.
Stop.
Awesome. Way to go, Snacks. I bet
and
he was.
I'm like, and all I could think
all
of
that
was,
meat and protein, I bet he was.
Well,
he blew up the house when he got
all
home.
All I could think of was, is there any way that we could turn this into my financial gain? I don't feel like this is a scholarship for college. Mm. No, it's just him eating a lot and costing a lot of money.
Yeah, that's all. All right, hey,
yeah.
Well,
Chestnut's getting up there.
Oh, he's more of a marathon eater other than a sprinter.
Don't even need college.
There's a difference between a sprinter and a marathon eater.
Yeah.
Like, sprint eating is a thing.
Yeah, but Snacks was sprinting while he was marathoning. That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he was
throwing
it down.
Another Sprite, please. I'm like, nope, they poured it out of a can. That means it's not a refill. They're going to hit you with another can charge. Forget it, Snacks. You're going to water.
So we heard from yesterday. We heard from Urban Meyer. We heard from Tom Brady. We will hear from them on this side. And, and the Aaron Rodgers stuff. Matt LaFleur had some comments to talk about, too. So we'll get to football on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Right now, I want to tell you about TJS Insurance. Chance for you to save more of your money. If you're going to go to those churrascarias, you know, it's great food, but they're a little pricey. You got to save some money. Where are you going to do it? How about your homeowner's insurance? How about the fact that you can get your homeowner's insurance at a very affordable rate? You can shop for it, number one, and that's really going to make a big, big difference when it comes to finding rates that make sense for you and being able to find rates at competitive rates very, very quickly. What TJS Insurance does is they have you text the word money, or I'm going to tell you to text the word money to 232323, and you're going to get an automated text back that says what's your address. You're going to give it to them. Within 15 seconds, you're going to see a firm quote back to your text message, and they can also email you a variety of quotes for you to choose from A-rated insurance companies. But here's the thing. If you have never shopped for your rates, if you have never taken the opportunity to look for the best rates, then you are really missing out, and you're paying way, way too much. You need A-rated insurance, but you need it at competitive rates. Let people compete for your business with their best rates. Text the word money to 232323. That's TGSinsurance.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Biggest question this offseason is going to be Tom. I mean, and didn't we do this? Well, we didn't do this much with Brady last year, but we did this with all. I don't know. It just seems like there's going to be a lot of drama this offseason. It's going to be, what's Tom going to do? What's Aaron going to do? Oh, no. What are we going to do without? And you know what? You said it yesterday. You know, losing your top two players in the league, I don't believe that it's going to affect the NFL in the least. We saw Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes, and you know what? They're just going to take over. And
Got all of them right now.
And well, we got
the two best in the two best in the league right now, at least for the MVP, and the two best in the NFC will be gone. That's a big drop.
Well, it does.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going anywhere, but I do think Tom Brady is.
I think it's more likely Rodgers doesn't play for the Packers next year than Brady doesn't.
But he doesn't
play for
have
Tampa.
The Giselle. Well, why don't we get to his quote? Why don't we get to Tom's quote?
Here's Tom's quote about playing next year.
As I've gotten older, I think the best part is football is extremely important in my life, and it means a lot to me, and I care a lot about what we're trying to accomplish as a team, and I care a lot about my teammates. And the biggest difference now that I'm older is I have kids now too, you know, and I care about them a lot as well. And, you know, they've been my biggest supporters. My wife is my biggest supporter. You know, it pains her to see me get hit out there. And, you know, she deserves what she needs from me as a husband. My kids deserve what they need from me as a dad. You know, I'm going to spend some time with them and give them what they need because they've really been giving me what I need the last 6 months to do what I love to do. And, you know, I said this a few years ago, it's what relationships are all about. It's not always what I want. It's what we want as a family. And, you know, I'm going to spend a lot of time with them and, you know, figure out in the future what's next.
See, I came away from listening to that yesterday and I was like, I don't think he's sticking around. I mean, the comments he said and the way he said it,
he
feels that way now.
He had another quote that he said, you know, I love football, but I also love not playing football.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to get, you don't ask a guy the day after the season.
Yeah, okay? because
he's exhausted. He just lost. He didn't achieve his goal of getting another Super Bowl. That's the worst time to ask a guy about something about retiring is the day after the season. He's going to go a month or two and go.
Well, it was his podcast, though.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, it's not like somebody is asking him after a game. I mean, he had time to reflect. And Tom Brady has been around the league for, I mean, literally a bazillion years. I mean, he'll be 45 next year. That's unheard of.
I get that. And it's also unheard of to have many Super Bowls and playoff wins and everything else that he's done. He doesn't have anything to accomplish in the league. But when you walk away, it's over. It's done. And he hasn't been able to yet. As a matter of fact, didn't he say he wants to, who knows how long I'm going to play? Till I'm not going to put a number on it, maybe till 50, whatever the case may be. But I think there's better odds that he returns to Tampa than Aaron Rodgers returns to Green Bay.
I might agree with that. He's not going to go. He's not going to not go to Tampa. That would be it's only Tampa or he's done.
Right.
I just feel like at some point the family thing will become too much for him because you won't get that chance to see them be 10 years old again or to see them play in this league or do whatever it is that you miss. At some point he's going to say, I'm missing that right now. Like I'm going to miss this child's baseball.
McCown,
I mean, that's a real thing.
Tom Brady and Josh McCown.
They're the same age.
Well, right.
But that's what Tom is going to go through. I don't think it's a guarantee that Tom comes back at all. And Aaron Rodgers, I think, will play football. That's my guess.
Yeah.
He still has football.
He's still going to play football.
He's going to want to go where he wants to go.
That it's going to be for the Green Bay Packers, who are in cap hell, second worst in the league next to the Saints. And but listen, without him, the Packers are going to take a nosedive. So here's Matt LaFleur talking. Man, I hope he comes back.
I sat down and talked to Aaron today for quite some time. You know, I think we're all a little numb to the situation right now. And so I would say that what we talked about, I'm definitely going to keep between himself and or him and myself. But we're hopeful that he'll be back next year, obviously. I mean, this guy has done so much for such a long period of time for this organization, for this city, for this team. And so, I want to be respectful of his process, whatever he needs to go through to make the best decision for himself. And certainly, we would love for him to be a Packer and be a Packer until the day he decides to retire.
I think when you look at the Green Bay Packers, the biggest concern right now is that Aaron Rodgers is sitting there thinking, is this really, like, I know we're winning a bunch of games, but is this the best chance for me to win a Super Bowl at this team? It's a good team. It's not a great team. They don't have an elite pass rusher. Like, there's no Aaron Donald here. There is, if you think about the very best teams, there's no Nick Bosa. There's no Aaron Donald. And the other, KC just has Pat Mahomes. Well, they have
defense
elite.
Defense was deep.
He does have Devontae Adams.
Defense was good enough.
Yeah,
they just threw out a stinker. That's all.
But and they didn't.
But it wasn't the defense's fault. They couldn't have done more.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. But I feel like he's probably, you know, the idea that Devontae Adams may move on will make Green Bay wildly unappealing.
Well, yeah. Hey, listen, I don't think Devontae Adams stays. If Aaron stays, probably Devontae. I mean, that's a package deal. I don't know how they're going to do it cap wise though, because they're just going to be devastated paying Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers and all this over and all the free agents that they've got. So they're going to be, it's going to be very difficult. That's the thing. And here's the deal. Okay. Tampa was the third worst record over the last decade. Along comes Tom Brady, Super Bowl number two seed. Wow. Tampa is a great organization. They sucked before he got there. Without Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay is going to be
terrible.
Green
Bay hasn't sucked for a long time.
No, but they've had Aaron Rodgers.
They've had Brett Favre.
Underachieved. They've had Aaron Rodgers and underachieved.
They really have. I mean, underachieved, you don't have to win a Super Bowl, but you got to get past that round of the playoffs. I mean, you got to get to the NFC Championship game this year. You have home field. You have Jimmy Garoppolo doing what he did. I mean, you got to win. You've got to win that game. So, and some of that is on Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. He doesn't always play well in those games. So, yeah, I don't think Aaron Rodgers leaves. I think he wants to get to his perfect scenario. I think a lot of these guys who have played for a long time wouldn't mind seeing what life is like in another organization. That's all. I think Aaron Rodgers would love, he sees Tom Brady, I think he'd love to have another stint for 2 or 3 years with another team. I think that's something he would really, really like. But it has to be probably the right team. He's a California guy. The Raiders could make some sense. Rams, obviously. You know, you're not going to go to the Rams. You're not going to go to the 49ers, I don't think. I mean, unless you were to deal Trey Lance for him, for Aaron Rodgers, which I would consider, actually, if I were San Francisco. Bird in a hand, two in a bush. I mean, you can. Why would you not consider trying to win with two, or if you've got 2 to 3 years of Aaron Rodgers, or you're taking a gamble on Trey Lance, who had, you know, 11 games, I think it was, at North Dakota State? Well, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I'll take my short term and try to figure the draft, try to figure quarterback out after that. I'll take Rodgers right now.
Oh, absolutely.
If you're San Francisco and they're, but I don't think Green Bay would ever offer that. I don't think they would offer Aaron Rodgers to most NFC teams. I think they'd want to say, look, you want to be a Colt, and they can't make an offer. You want to be a Steeler? Who's another AFC team that they might consider? You want to be a Dolphin?
Titan?
You want to be a Titan? Yeah. I think Aaron would consider Titans. I think Nashville's the city that he would. Nashville's hipster city. There's a lot of people who want to live in Nashville.
But does he want to, having watched what Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen are and what those teams are built to be, does he want to risk not even getting to an AFC title game because he has to go through one of those?
What's
two
the difference?
Every year?
No. Tell me how many NFC title games he's getting
but
to.
But the NFC's tougher than the
but
AFC.
But if he goes to a better NFC team, I feel like he's got a better path.
Well, who would? Why would they trade
the
him
NFC
to
the NFC was Here's so much tougher this year
why
than the
Why would they
AFC?
Trade him to a rival, an NFC team? Like, why would Green Bay do that?
If the package is good enough.
Well, packages have to be
phenomenal. I'm talking about
like, for Trey Lance, I might consider that if your scouting of Trey Lance was really, really high, if you're Green Bay, and I think he has some special makeup as a quarterback based on the things that I, you know, that I know about his background, that would be something I would consider. San Francisco, to me, it's a no-brainer. But would you give up, you know, would you give up two firsts and Trey Lance for Aaron Rodgers?
Depends a lot on how much you can extend him. That's for sure. I ain't giving up Trey Lance for.
I need to know, like, Aaron, we got to know your plan 3 years. Like, you got, we got to get a 3 year window from you.
Urban Meyer had some things to say yesterday.
Why? What was that? We don't care.
What do you mean?
No, what do we care about Urban?
He was on with Clay Travis. Apparently, he's anti-vax, so he was on with Clay Travis. So
did he say that on the podcast?
I don't know, but you're not going to be on with Clay Travis if you get vaccinated. That's for sure. That there's no chance you're going to be vaccinated. You're going to be on with him. Here's a vaccinated guy because he must be because, you know, he says a lot of crazy things. And if you're vaccinated, you're crazy. So John Clay Wolf is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Hey, John Clay Wolf, how are you?
I'm good. Good. Just hung over from football.
Yeah, it was a great weekend, wasn't it? How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah. How about Sean Payton? How about this? How about Sean Payton to the Cowboys? What do you think?
Why not?
How about? Well, do you think he's gonna make that big of a difference?
Yeah. Mike McCarthy sucks. I don't know if you heard. I'm just saying that. But Dak sucks. Your whole team sucks. So it doesn't matter anyway. Do you think it's gonna? No, I don't think it's gonna make a difference. I think you'll still be really bad in the playoffs. That's what I think.
I think. Who do you think wins the Kansas game this weekend?
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Kansas City wins. Do you think they win by 7 or more?
Is that the line? I didn't look.
Yeah, that's the line.
And what about the other one? Who's got that?
Well, it's Rams by 3.5.
All right.
Who do you got?
Oh, Rams.
Are you going to be? Why don't you go to LA, do your show there, and then go to the game?
I am. That's I'm leaving right now. I'm leaving in 2 hours.
Oh, my gosh. Are you really? Are you going to go to the game?
Yeah, I'm going to get my hair frosted, too.
Oh, my gosh. You're turning into a California dude. That's so weak. That is so weak. All right. Are you going to hire Lance's buddy?
I'm not sure. I need to talk to him. He's pretty energetic. I tried to get a hold of him yesterday and haven't heard.
I swear to you, we're sitting there watching the games, as a matter of fact. And Mark is a great friend of mine who is like, one of the greatest, like, he's going to be perfect for the show. I've always thought, Mark, hey, man, you know what show I love? The John Clay Wolf show. That would be like a dream come true to work for that guy. Mark's worked in the energy sector. I said, it'd be a dream come true to work for John. To negotiate with people on car prices and buy that? Yeah. And I said, well, hold on. Let me get his number and text him and tell him you want to work for him. He goes, do it. So now I'm trying to hook my boy up with John Clay Wolf.
Perfect.
Yeah. Anybody else?
How old is he?
I don't know. I can't put his business out there like that.
You can't put business
out there. I can just tell you this. Right now, he was already offering people money for pre-owned cars at the party we were at because he already knew the prices on cars. I don't know how, but he's done that since we were young. So, you guys, trust me, you guys are a match made in heaven. Watch.
He looks younger than he is. Let's just put it that way.
He can golf, too.
He can?
I don't want to put his business on the air.
No, you can't put people. You ask that all the time. How many times you have sex with your wife? How old are you? I mean, you can't ask those questions.
Yeah, John.
Black, white, Latino, or other.
How? He's other. White. Oh, no, he's very white.
Mark's a white guy.
He's pasty.
He's Wooderson from Dazed and Confused.
I've got an Asian guy down in Houston working for us that's really smart. He's great at math.
Of course he is. Why don't you tell everybody where you can sell your car?
Where they can shove it? I'm good.
Give me the VIN.com. Give me the VIN.com. Goodbye.
ESPN 97.5. The conversation continues on The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. The number, if you'd like to hang with us and talk about John Clay Wolf, you can. Certainly, Twitch is responding and Twitter. Sorry about that. So Urban Meyer, Josh Lambeau said in stretching before. I mean, was it a preseason game or was it a? I think it was a regular season first or second game or whatever it was. Josh Lambeau wasn't kicking all that well. Whatever the case may be, Urban Meyer came up while he was stretching and kicked him, and Josh Lambeau, a fine ag. Did not
good Aggie.
Yeah, he's a good Aggie.
Good Aggie.
He did not want any of that, and came out with it, talked about it, and ended up actually costing Urban Meyer his job. Well, Urban Meyer was on with Outkick with Clay Travis, and he said, "Oh, he was with Dan Dockich. Dan Dockich.
Oh, Dan Dockich is on Outkick. Is he on Indianapolis radio and Outkick? Probably. So.
Probably.
Probably a podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was on with Doc. Well, it's Clay Travis's company.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to be anti-vax and you have to be anti-Biden. Otherwise, you can't work there. And so obviously Urban Meyer is all of that. And he had this to say about the Josh Lambeau incident.
Of course, there is accountability and hard conversations and all that. But I was like, what are you talking about? So, but I do take ownership in the fact that, you know, how you go about pushing is it's 2022 or we're 2021.
Own it. Own what you did, but not what you didn't do. You didn't kick the kicker.
I certainly did not.
I know.
To say I didn't like tap him with my foot and say, let's make, you know, to kick someone. Come on. I've done this 37 years. What do you kick a player? And, you know, the other players came up to me and said, you know, we saw the whole thing. And because I mostly forgot about it.
He just called an Aggie a liar.
So it was.
Just called an Aggie a liar, sir.
It was the preseason. He wasn't kicking well in camp. Came up. Lambeau says he kicked him. He says he didn't. I'm going with Lambeau on this one.
Aggies don't lie.
Aggies don't lie.
Aggies don't
He's
lie.
A good ag. I never heard of anybody that's not a good ag.
Right.
So I'm going to go with...
Name the last Aggie liar that you've met.
I never met one.
Does Yanni tell the truth?
Who?
Yanni.
Well, Yanni, I don't think he's smart enough to know the difference. I don't think he's lying. I just think he says dumb stuff because he's not that bright.
Okay, so he's not lying.
Right, he's not lying.
Okay, well, so See, he's not lying.
He's not, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
I've never met an Aggie liar.
You've never asked me either.
So
no.
I can't help you with that.
Right.
I can't help you with your accusing Josh Lambeau of lying. knowing that he's a good egg.
He's a good egg. He's a great egg.
There's a saying that the Aggies have. On the outside looking in, you can't see it or you don't understand it. On the inside looking out, I don't know, something like that. And Aggie and wouldn't just say that for bleeps and giggles.
No, and then grab your nuts.
Nuts.
No.
And it happens, it but does. There's a reason for it. It's called squeezing it.
Yeah.
And I think it's when officials make bad calls or something. I don't know.
Why do you? Why, if you're an Aggie, do you always have to squeeze it?
I don't know that
it?
One. I know the horse's laugh is when an official makes a bad call. They do a horse's laugh.
Is that a horse's laugh or a snake?
Yeah. It's called chickity chick chaff riff raff. Let's do a horse laugh and sss. That's a real thing. That's an Aggie thing. It's not from the outside looking in. You can't understand it. From the inside looking out,
riffity raff, snickety snacks.
I don't know. What? They've got traditions horse that laugh. I don't know about.
They I got don't traditions. Get that one.
One thing, one tradition they don't have: lying about getting kicked.
No, 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 no. No. A good why Ag would, a kicker would, never, lie? Would never lie.
And why would an
them?
Aggie kicker lie?
Yeah. No, 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 no.
Does Randy Bullock lie?
No.
Nope.
Well, maybe when they were kids, how many cookies they're eating.
Or when Mike Sherman was asking about
who ate this? Excuse me, Bullock children all in the living room. Every Bullock child. Okay, so the cookie dough that I had in the refrigerator, the chocolate chip oatmeal cookie dough with caramel, has somehow disappeared out of the mixing bowl that I had it in. You guys know that was for cookies, and yet somebody ate an entire bowl of cookie dough. Do you know who did that, Randall?
No.
No, Mom. I don't know, Mom. Well, he probably didn't say
Randall
that.
Randall Leroy Bullock.
He probably said, what? He didn't say, I don't know, because that would be
Missy,
lying.
Did you eat the cookie dough? I didn't eat it.
Randy did it.
I know who did. Yeah, I think I do, too. Mm-hmm. Randy, do you think Jesus likes when you lie about how much cookie dough you eat? Do you think Jesus likes when you lie about cookie dough?
Oh, I didn't lie about cookie dough.
Mm. Randall.
What?
I see right now on your shirt. Cookie. Do you not know that you always get cookie dough on your shirt? What is that?
Cracker. Oh, heavy cookie dough.
Is Randy Bullock Tim Purpura? Is he the next? I mean,
they did about the same here. Oh my God. The same job here. I know that much.
Randall
McElhaney Bullock.
Randall McElhaney.
I don't know. Some name in there
did
was
Miles Garrett
name.
Lie about Mason Rudolph?
That might have been a lying egg.
Wait, that's your first time.
Man, I found one. Well, does he have his degree?
He doesn't have his degree.
T-shirt fans can lie.
Yeah.
Are you a T-shirt fan, though? Have you rushed the quarterback?
If you're the number one overall pick from, I don't know.
I don't feel like that's a T-shirt fan.
I don't think you're
fan.
A T-shirt guy, okay. But you're not a full egg because you didn't.
Maybe he misheard what.
Isn't it your senior
granted,
year?
Granted, nobody else on the field heard it, but maybe he misheard it.
Maybe he might have misheard it. Maybe it came from the stands. Or maybe you don't learn about the non-lying policy until your senior year, and he never made it.
Do you know where the cookie came from? Do you know where the cookies are, Miles?
Randy.
He's pointing at you, Randy. He's pointing at you.
All right, it's 7:42 ESPN 97.5.
Somebody who knows his mom said, Randy's mom is definitely not like that. It doesn't matter, Dusty. We're doing a thing on the radio. As far as I'm concerned, that's how it happened. Bullock children in the kitchen.
No. That whole cookie dough thing. How many times did she have to make more cookie dough for Randy? Okay, she definitely didn't scold him. She just went, okay, I'll just make more.
It's right off the bat, batch and a half. I do 1.5 times the recipe because when Randy is home, we do 1.5 times because not only does he like to lick the bowl, he just takes giant spoonfuls. You know how I know? Because it happens in my family because I do it. So I am the Randy Bullock of my house. I can say that.
Yeah.
Because I'm
because
the Randy
you're the
Bullock.
Randy Bullock. You're
yeah,
the
I'm the Randall Bullock in my household. So I can make those comments.
When we come back, I've got a story about guys who will
and Aggie just called us idiots. Nikki just said, you guys are idiots.
What are you talking about?
We just said, we just said Aggies don't lie. We said Aggies don't
well,
lie.
We found one. One.
Yeah.
But he didn't go his senior year. That's where you learn not to lie at A&M.
Stop it.
That's the class you take, the no lying class you take. When we come back, Lance, I see a story here about guys who will be overdrafted. See if you agree or disagree on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And here's the deal is you can hear us on 92.5 out west. Well, where are you? Jeff Aronoff can get over there. Where are you? Out east? Jeff Aronoff can get there. North? South? Doesn't matter. Jeff Aronoff can get there. You got a big job? You got a restaurant that you need a new outdoor patio for? Okay, that's fine. You want to redo those countertops in your restaurant or that bar at your restaurant or bar? Well, you can do that. Jeff Aronoff can do all of that. I wish you'd have done it during the pandemic when, you know, you were closed anyway and not making any money. It would have been a great time to reopen. Are you building a restaurant and you need someone that could put in the bar? Because Jeff Aronoff did that for Yanni Damaris, and it is still, and it looks like it's brand new today. I mean, they picked a wonderful bar and they, on the 18th Street store. It's just beautiful. Jeff Aronoff did all of that. He does all of these things for businesses and for residential. Doesn't matter what you need to do, but it's got to be a big job. 713-880-2822. Give him a call. Let him start. 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Lego.
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 746 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we got, I got a little story here. You know who Alex K is?
Alex K. Give me a hint.
He's with B and R. What's B and R?
Oh, I've seen that story. Yeah, Bleacher Report.
Bleacher Report. Okay, so you've seen the story.
Yeah.
Okay. So see if you agree or disagree.
Yeah.
Where will Carson Strong, the Nevada quarterback, be drafted?
Either third or fourth.
Is that too high?
No. He's got phenomenal talent. Just he has a knee like a 40-year-old. He had double. He's had double. What do they call it where they drill the hole? That Tracy McGrady gave himself?
A microfracture.
Yeah, he had double microfractures. He's had one in high school, one in college. The scout told me that you might get 7 years out of him, maybe. But he just said he's got a knee that's and this is a guy who's the West Coast, knows the West Coast stuff really well. He just said it's the knee, and you can see it on tape. It's not great. I mean, it's early in the year he had it scoped. He's had two microfractures and a scope on his knee, and one of them he had in high school. So, but he's got a great arm. He's got great touch, maybe the best arm in the whole draft. But if you can't move around, if you're a statue and you have a medical issue,
would that be worth something for the Texans in the third or fourth?
Yeah, but he still can't move.
But I get that. But
I mean, I wouldn't, that kind of thing, a quarterback that you can't get away from the draft, how high do you draft that? Maybe fourth.
Maybe fourth.
Well, but the nightmare is, what if he has to come in and throws the ball really well? And then you're like, well, do we stick with him? Like, sometimes.
Well, you got him for 4 years and see.
Yeah, but you're trying to build towards a guy who can get you. Like, I don't think any statue is ever going to win at Tom Brady's as close as it gets. And we already saw there was nothing he could do about the rush the other day.
Yeah, he was kind of a sitting duck. That said, he got him to a tie with 42 seconds left.
It took massive amounts of screw up.
However, there were some. I mean, Tom Brady, you say what you want about a statue. Tom Brady had the best feet in the pocket of anybody.
He is. And Carson Strong doesn't have that. Like, Tom Brady is an elite talent. There should be no comparisons to Tom Brady. Right. Tom Brady is a statue,
only in the statue
with
then.
Great pocket awareness and great processing, and he couldn't fade a bad offensive line against the Rams because he can't move. Like, you have to be able to move a little bit. You just have to.
Yep. Malik Willis. Will he be overdrafted?
Yes, probably so. Not a first round. He has talent. It's developmental, but his tape is really rough. Your first year, you don't want him playing at all. He's more talented than Jalen Hurts coming out. Big arm, great runner. There's a lot of potential, but it is very raw right now. He needs the right scheme. The tape wasn't good. He had three interception games, one against Middle Tennessee State. He looked barely functional. He was terrible. So, I mean, he's got it's a crapshoot. It's you almost want to draft him in a first so you have 5 years to develop him instead of only four.
And he probably will be drafted in the first.
But he is very... He's very high. He's high ceiling, but lower floor. And the ceiling, I question how high it can get. People are going to act like he's this superstar, this, that, or the other. But Malik just has some real holes in his game. But I don't. The Josh, look, Lamar Jackson wasn't accurate coming out. Josh Allen wasn't accurate. Lamar's still not that accurate. Josh has gotten better.
A lot better.
Yeah, he's gotten better, but generally speaking, inaccurate guys don't get more accurate.
Yeah.
It's just it's pretty much Josh Allen's one of the true outliers that we've ever seen. And people using outliers as the norm is one of the biggest mistakes you've made.
Yep, yep. Kenneth Walker, running back, Michigan State.
No, he won't get overdrafted. He won't go until the second. I think second's okay for him. I think he'll go in the second.
You don't think he'll go late first?
No, I don't see him going in the first.
How about the Texans 1 year productivity with the fifth pick in the second round?
fifth pick in the second round. Yeah, I typically would find like I'd rather have Damian Pierce in the third if you want to give him to me. From, I just think there's too many good backs to look at. I wouldn't take him in a second. I've got guys that I like later in the draft that you could draft and get a corner in a second. Go get a pass rusher. There's some good young pass rushers in this draft too. Some good high upside. Yeah, I could maybe trade back and go get a pass rusher who could end up being a really good pass rusher. Some good ones. I like the pass rusher.
David Ajabo.
Yeah, I think he'll be overdrafted. We had him in studio,
yeah.
And I think he's got a lot of talent, but he's raw now. He's only played competitive football for like 4 years. He's really, really raw. Doesn't know how to play the run at all, but he's got this weird pass rush. He's like a pass rush savant. He watched teammates do it and learned all their moves and can mimic it perfectly. And I've never seen a guy look so out of place against the run and so advanced as a pass rusher. It just didn't make any sense. But then when he told me, he basically just mimicked everything he saw his teammates do. He just watched them and copied it. Like, what if I do this? Oh, it works. Mm-hmm.
Well,
but he can't play on. But he can't play on first and second downs yet. So doesn't know how to. I mean, he'll get rolled in the running game until he learns how to. So I think he could get out overdraft. He could be a guy who ends up in the
top. Seems like a pretty quick learner, though. So
he is. He is, and that's the get. But
he is.
But he could get drafted like seventh.
He's also looks pretty. I mean, slight to set the edge.
He does. Yeah. He does look. He's like 255. So, but his strength coach told me he's about 65% developed. Physically, he's got more development.
How long has it taken Leonard Floyd to actually, you know?
Took Leonard Floyd about 3-4 years.
Yeah.
And Leonard Floyd still is a thin guy. Like, he can't put more weight on his frame. This kid can.
Yeah.
But Leonard Floyd, yeah, it took another team. It took the Rams.
Yeah. And now he looks pretty good. But, yeah, you can't. If you, they're going to run downhill at you. You're going to have tackles and tight ends and
same issue
coming at you.
Yeah, and they'll just test you nonstop. And then they got you off the field. And having pass rush is very, very talented. But are you drafting a pass rush only guy in a top seven? And that could happen with David Ajabo.
Yeah. So that might be.
It's pretty good one, yeah.
He may be overdrafted. And then this, they have Kyler Gordon from Washington. Washington has two corners.
See, so I disagree with their scouting side on that. Kyler Gordon's got a chance to become Jalen Ramsey.
Really?
Yeah. He's got some freaky stuff. The difference is he is a explosive dude. Their scouting report's so far off on that. He's got ridiculous burst quickness on the ball. He has more upside talent than Trent McDuffie, their other cornerback, and yet Trent McDuffie, to me, is maybe the safest cornerback in the entire draft. I love Trent McDuffie. This kid is 6 foot, 200 pounds, is going to jump 42 inches, runs all of his testing's going to be off the charts, but he's still a little bit raw. Like, it's not there yet. So, yeah, he could get overdrafted. Like, he could get drafted 15th, 16th, which might be overdrafted. But I think, personally, that you don't get overdrafted based on what you do your first or second year. You get based on your third through five, like year three through five. Who are you then? That's why people made a mistake on Josh Allen. We had this big fight on Twitter, a big commentary, because I talked about all these revisionist history that's going on about Josh Allen. Fact is, people made fun of him. They made fun of – they clowned him. They bleeped all over him as a draft prospect, as a person. They Everyone wanted to clown him, and now all of a sudden it's all this respect for Josh Allen. How about don't clown him? How about don't clown Mac Jones the way you did? How about let guys play a little bit and quit acting like guys can't play because they don't look the way a quarterback looks for you, or they don't, you know, whatever your bias is against them. Josh Allen can ball. I didn't think Josh Allen would be this good. I just admit it and move on. Like, yeah, I didn't think he would get more accurate. I didn't. And the reason I miss is because if you don't grade the flashes of what's possible, and if you don't think about, you know, their ability to make special plays, Josh Allen can make special plays. I used the Houston Astros as my indicator. I did this for Lamar Jackson. It crystallized in 2018. Hey, you know what the Astros did in 2015 to get to the playoffs? They went crush city. They basically said, you know what? We'll strike out a lot, but we're going to try to hit a bunch of home runs, and our home runs will mitigate the strikeouts. Well, now all of Major League Baseball has gone in that direction. You still don't want to strike out, but all of Major League Baseball said, hey, you know what? Who cares about strikeouts? That's like, who cares about incomplete passes? If I'm hitting home runs like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, if I'm hitting explosive plays through the air or with my feet, I am going to win at a higher level.
Yeah.
And so why am I worried about throwing 68%, 66, 67% with, you know, safe throws? The game is not won nickel and diming down the field. The game is won by explosive plays. It's the same idea in baseball. Change the swing plane, strike out more, but hit more home runs, and that's the way you do it. It's an analytics thing, and it makes sense. So that's why, you know, you can't, like somebody said, well, we didn't actually get it wrong on Josh Allen because actually the first 2 years, I'm like, what do you mean you didn't get it wrong? You literally got it wrong.
Right.
But if he had gone to another team, he didn't. You got it wrong. Quit making excuses and trying to be right. You got it wrong. Welcome to the party.
Yep.
We got it wrong on them. You know, stop judging quarterbacks in year two. Sometimes they are who they're going to be. Sometimes they are. But in this instance, they're not. You know, Joe Burrow is going to be special. Josh Allen is going to be special. I think Herbert has a chance to be special. The league is going to be good with young quarterbacks. It really is. It will suck if they lose the two top guys.
Speaking of young quarterbacks, there's a story out here about the best coach for a young quarterback in Houston, Texas. And we will...
For the Texans?
Yeah, for the Texans. Not for
the Cougs. Well, you said Houston, Texas.
In Houston, Texas.
So it's not somebody who lives in Texas.
No, it's the quarterback that's in Houston, Texas. And it's not Rice's or Houston's quarterback.
And he's the best for a...
Who would be the best for Davis Mills? Okay. What coach would be the best for Davis
Kelvin
Mills?
Kelvin Sampson. Done.
Well,
that's my answer for any coaching question you say. You know what? I just feel like Kelvin Sampson can get it done.
Listen, if the Texans hired Kelvin Sampson, I bet they'd win. I bet they'd be better off than they were last year.
I don't think DeAndre Hopkins could play for him.
No.
He doesn't like practice.
No, he does. He ain't about that Kelvin Sampson life, that's for sure. I do know I'm about the Chastain Ford life because I have payments where I want them to be. And honestly, I'm sitting in there. Tony was in there, Allie, Patrick, and the first thing that they asked me was, "Okay, where do your payments need to be?" And I was like, "Okay, well, I can afford this, you know, every month." And they were like, "Okay, now let's go find that car. What do you like about it?" I went to the dealership because I like to touch the cars. I like to see them. I like to see what the options are. You don't have to, though. You can do it all online. You know what the leather seats are. You know what the sunroof. You know what the bed liner is. You know all of the stuff that you get. If you want to see them, touch them, look at them, they've got them on the lot right now. Now, you order them, though. You customize them the way that you want, perfectly the way that you want, and not what they want. They're never going to say, hey, well, you need to get this on there, too. No, they're never, ever, ever going to say that because they don't have dealer add-ons. It's the most honest. It's the best in service. It's the nicest people that you'll deal with. And I'm telling you, you will be back. If you buy once from Chastain Ford, you're going to join the Chastain family. I did. I'm getting my next one from them. I love doing business with Chastain Ford. You will too. ChastainFord.com or get there on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.